Welcome to another day with Jesus, a 7-minute inspirational and encouraging daily podcast by Pastor Priji. As you listen to today's teaching, may it help you grow closer to Jesus.
Good morning and greetings to you, my dear friend. Welcome to this beautiful new day that the Lord has blessed us with. Today, the Lord is assuring us that we can experience victory one more time. We can experience breakthrough one more time. God has prepared a pathway for our deliverance. No matter what you're facing, no matter who is attacking you, no matter who is looking down on you, He has prepared a person. He has prepared an answer and a solution. Sometimes the solution that God gives us may not look the exact same way that we expected it to. When we are expecting God to send an angel, He may send a small child who will give us an instruction on God's behalf. When we are expecting money to come, God may just open up the doors to the home of a widow in Zarephath who is going to be ultimately feeding us. We have to be willing to admit and celebrate the blessings that God brings our way, no matter who God uses in the process. Let me take you to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 10 and verse 27. It says, "But there were some scoundrels who complained, 'How can this man save us?' And they scorned him and they refused to bring him gifts. But Saul ignored them." Now Saul, he was the first king of Israel. He had just been crowned and anointed as the king of Israel. And you would see that there were some people that didn't believe that Saul had the courage, the fortitude, the bravery, the weapon knowledge, all that he needed to make warfare and to save the people of Israel. They thought he was underqualified. They didn't want to accept the help that God had given them to be the king, to be the anointed one, to be the person who is going to rescue them. And so often we do the same thing. We look at the answers that God gives us, we look at the people that God has blessed us with, and we think that they are not the right fit. This person cannot help me. This is the wrong match. I wish my spouse was earning better. I wish my church members, they had a different way of dealing with these things. I wish that my children, they were more intelligent. We always look at the people that God has blessed us with and we think that they cannot do it. And that's exactly what these guys did. The Bible, in fact, calls them the scoundrels. They complained. They said, "How can this man save us?" See, what we think is that it is because of Saul's height or because of Saul's abilities or his talents that we should respect him. No, we should respect Saul because of the fact that he was the anointed of God. See, years later, decades later, there would come a man called David. And David would recognize this man, Saul, as the anointed of the Lord, even when he was in fact possessed by demons. When he was driven by demons, when he was acting and behaving in a way that he was actually demon-possessed, David would still look at him and say, "Wow, this is an anointed of the Lord, and I cannot lift my hand up against the anointed of the Lord." And when we look at the people that God has blessed us with, it could be a spouse, it could be a pastor, it could be a leader, it could be somebody under you, your children, physical or spiritual. It could be your colleagues at work. It could be the boss that you have in your office. When you look at them, what do you see? Do you see a person who is qualified to help you? Do you see a person who has the capacity and the ability to help you? Or do you see somebody who is sent by God into your life? Do you see that person as a Saul who may not have all the skill set required, but he is anointed of the Lord for this season to help me, to stand by me, to be my support, to be my deliverer in this season of life? The Bible says these guys, they scorned him and they refused to bring him gifts. Because there was a scorn in their heart, because they rejected the help that God had given them, they chose not to honor that person. They chose to disassociate with that person. They chose not to bring them gifts, not to bring gifts to King Saul. That is a sad thing. See, the Bible says that when you bring a gift, it opens doors for you, that it brings harvest to you. But these guys were an exception. When the whole of Israel celebrated the king and brought gifts to the king, the Bible says these scoundrels, they chose not to honor the king. See, one of the best signs of somebody who is rebelling and disconnecting and not wanting to grow under the covering of their leaders is that they will stop to sow into the leader's life. They will stop to give to their pastors. They will stop to give their tithes in their local churches. And automatically, it's a spirit of dishonor and a spirit of disassociation that is captivating their heart and their mind. And you see that it all began with a tiny seed or a small thought that began in their heart that said, I don't think this guy has what it takes to help me. I don't think that this person is qualified enough to bless me. I don't think that he is anointed enough to take me to the next level. And automatically that seed of dishonor, that thought of dishonor would immediately bring out an action of dishonor. And the Bible says these guys, they complained in their hearts and they disbelieved what God had given them, and ultimately they refused to honor the help that God had given them. The Bible says Saul did not react to them. Saul just ignored them. In fact, after the victory that God gave to Saul, many people said, bring out those scoundrels and let's kill them all. But Saul said, it's okay. They don't want this protection. It's their prerogative. Let's not go to force this upon them. The Bible says Saul purely, completely just ignored them. So Saul is not the one who's going to lose if we reject this man. The person who is supposed to be protected and covered and blessed by this anointed one, by this king, that person is the one who will lose because we reject this person. My prayer is that that will not be your story, that will not be my story. We will recognize the God-given help in our lives and we will celebrate them, we will honor them, in fact, honor them with substance. Do whatever it takes to invest and sow into their lives so that they can continue to bless us, they can continue to serve us in every area of our life. May the Lord bless you with this word. Have a blessed and a beautiful day ahead.
We hope you are encouraged by today's podcast. You can connect with us at pastorpriji.com for any queries or to receive help in any specific area. May your day be filled with Jesus today.